From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met at the White House Monday with a group of U.S. business leaders and pledged to slash taxes and regulations massively, saying he wants to bring manufacturing back to the United States.
We think we can cut regulations by 75%, maybe more, but by 75%, have, in a certain way, better protections. But when you want to expand your plant, you're going to have your approvals really fast.
Mr. Trump said the tax and regulation cuts will provide incentives for companies to stay in the U.S., but he said for those looking to move their facilities abroad, a border tax will be imposed on any goods and services that they want to bring back into the U.S. for sale. President Trump signed a series of executive orders in Washington on Monday, including the withdrawal from the proposed Pacific Rim Trade Pact, known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee is due to vote Monday on President Trump's pick for Secretary of State, Oil Executive Rex Tillerson. Two influential U.S. Republican senators have thrown their support behind President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, boosting Tillerson's chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill key cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Donald Trump took the oath of office on Friday, the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed his pick to lead the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. The confirmations of other nominees are proving that is, to be more contentious. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian government and opposition delegates gathered on Monday in Kazakhstan's capital for peace talks backed by Russia and Turkey that rebel sources said would not include direct negotiations. Negotiations were expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December that has largely held. The six-year-old civil war is reported to have claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. An advisor to Mr. Barrow spoke about the ongoing security concerns following last month's election.
It is absolutely imperative that peace, security, and stability of the country be fully secure. The political and security gridlock imposed upon us after our victory in the elections of 1st December 2016 continues to present formidable challenges at all levels and is of fundamental concern.
Meantime, there is no word yet on when President Barrow will return to Gambia. And people in the southern United States are bracing for more severe storms this Monday after a series of storms killed at least 18 people. The governor of the state of Georgia declared a state of emergency in several counties. President Trump spoke with the governor to express his condolences and offered U.S. government support for their recovery from the storms. Samsung, South Korea's largest conglomerate, says an internal investigation has revealed that faulty batteries are responsible for the fires that hit its flagship Galaxy Note 7 smartphone last year, causing a nosedive in the company's profits and a serious swipe to its reputation. The head of Samsung's mobile division apologized at a press conference Monday in Seoul. Samsung is expected to release another smartphone soon, but the company has not given a timetable for the launch of the new handset. And the new White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, is holding his first formal news conference on Monday after making a string of inflated claims about the size of the crowd Friday at President Trump's inauguration. Late Saturday, Spicer told reporters, Mr. Trump's inauguration yielded the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration period, both in person and around the globe. But virtually all U.S. media accounts concluded that far fewer people attended Mr. Trump's inauguration compared to those in 2009 and 2013 for former President Barack Obama. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.